This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات حياكم الله وآواكم وبياكم وطيبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله تحياتنا وسلامنا لأهل الرجولة والعزة لأهل الشهامة والمروءة تحياتنا لأهل غزة تحياتنا للذين يعلموننا معنى الرجولة ومعنى التضحية سلامنا الحار وقبلاتنا على أيديهم قبل رؤوسهم نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينصركم ويتقبل شهداءكم وأن يرحم موتاكم وأن يشفي مرضاكم. Our greetings and warm salam to those in the battlefield, in the land of sacrifice, to those who have taught us the meaning of manhood, to those who have taught us the meaning of sacrifice, the meaning of patience. Our greetings and salam to those who've taught us the ma'na of La ilaha illallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them success and victory. And brothers and sisters, remember, أن الله سبحانه لا يحب الظلم. يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. Allah says, all my servants, I have prohibited oppression upon myself and I have prohibited it amongst you, so do not wrong each other. Don't commit dhulm towards one another. And don't you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oblivious, or do you think Allah is oblivious, or do you think Allah is unaware of the wrong and the dhulm that is happening today in Gaza, or is what happening in Ash-Sham, in Idlib, from that other criminal? Do you think Allah does not know about those babies who have been killed? About those hospitals who have been bombed? About those houses who have been demolished to the ground? You think Allah is not there, subhanahu wa ta'ala, hasha. But Allah has promised, and He made a promise. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. The same woman who is me, or maybe who will be wondering, Ya Rabbi, I need my haqq. Allah is saying, Al-Yawma, Al-Yawma, what's Al-Yawm? Today, what day? The day of judgment. Today, every soul shall be rewarded for what it has done. La dhulma al-Yawm. There is no oppression that day. Nothing will go unseen, and nothing will go unjudged. That woman who will come and will say, or in fact, subhanAllah, those people who do not need our khutbahs no more. No, they never needed our khutbahs. They are the ones who's giving us khutbahs. They are the ones who's giving us lessons. When a woman, she hears about her baby being killed and she's not making zakarat. And when a man who is told that both of his kids are being killed and martyrs, he makes sujood shukr to Allah. What kind of man is he? They are really teaching us lessons. In fact, instead of us giving sermons about what's going on there, they are the ones giving us sermons about the true meaning of brotherhood and sisterhood and sacrifice. They picked up a woman from the rubble, holding her hijab. And after they've taken her back, they came back and they found under the rubble her money, her wealth, under her home. These people are hungry. These people are starving. They have no clean water for years. That money, what would they do with that money? They took that money, they went to that woman, they said, you left your money, we found your money under the rubble. What kind of men are these? Allah will give Nusra by virtue of these men and what they're doing. La dhulma al-yawm. Allah says there will be no oppression that day. Where is Fir'aun? Where is Fir'aun? الذي كان يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم الذي قال وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي الذي قال أنا ربكم الأعلى. The one who said, I am your Lord, the Most High. Who said, these are the rivers running beneath me. The one who killed the babies and slaughtered them. نعم, he slaughtered them. يذبح أبناءهم. Where is it? Exactly what they're doing today in Gaza. And what that other criminal is doing in Sham. تذبيح الأبناء والأولاد والنساء والشيوخ. Slaughtering right and left and center. وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي, he said. And these are the rivers running beneath me. Because they're saying to these people, القوى لنا ولا قوى لكم. القوة لنا ولا قوة لكم. These children of people, this small group of people in Gaza, they say, Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. They say, we have power, and you have no power. We have the whole world. We have social media. We're strong. We own the world. This is what they're saying. The people of Gaza responded, Allahu Mawlana. Allah is our Lord, and He's not yours. And who has Allah? He has everything. Who has Allah? Has everything. Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. And what is in the mood? What is in the mood? And that confrontation he had with Ibrahim. Ana uhyi wa umit. I give life and I give death. But he said, I provide life and I provide death and I give death. How was he destroyed? وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفِرًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think it's Allah. Allah is oblivious at what they're doing. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ يَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ. مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ. لَا يَتَضُ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءٌ. لَا, a day is come. A day will come. And remember my words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have no doubt. وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. By the one who holds my soul, the things that are happening today in Gaza is a clear indication that the victory is very, 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 very near. Not just near, very near. And here comes this amazing surah, Surah Al-Buruj. that was revealed in Mecca when the Muslims were persecuted and tortured. Allah revealed Surah Al-Buruj for the Prophet to comfort the Sahaba, to comfort the companions, to tell them about what was happening. So much so, a man by the name of Al-Khabbab ibn al-Arath, he came to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, ala tad'u lana? Ala tastansir lana? Ya Rasulullah, aren't you making dua for us? Can't you see what's happening to us? He goes to the Prophet, look what's happening. People today say, look what's happening in Gaza. Look what's happening in Palestine. Look what's happening in Sham. Look at this wrong. Look at these crimes. Look at this genocide. Look in the mirror of the entire world watching, powerless, not being able to say a word. The same Sahabi came to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, can't you see what's happening? And then the Prophet stood as a lion, angry, and he said, a man will come from before you, and he will be split in half. He will be cut in half with a seesaw. So he will denounce his religion. Just denounce your religion, or we'll cut you in half. And he will object. He will refuse to denounce his religion. They will cut him in half. Stay strong and stay steadfast. And the Prophet says, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. But you are people who are hasting victory. You are hasting victory. You are rushing the victory. The victory will come, and that's the promise of Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ وَاللَّهُ نَصِيرٌ إِنَّمَا النَّصْرُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. The victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glad tidings to those men out there. Glad tidings to those women out there. To those mothers out there. To those uncles out there, to those fathers and brothers out there, glad tidings to them who stood strong with only the minimal things that they have. Not only that they're dying because of they've been bombed, there some of them are dying because they've been starved to death. No food, no water, no humanitarian aid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this surah at the time to the Prophet Muhammad, to the Muslims, and what they were going through in Mecca. So the Prophet was comforting them. What is the surah about? Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ. Allah swears by As-Sama wal-Buruj. In Arabic, Buruj means a tower. Something really high, Buruj. So Allah is saying by the sky and the constellations. Was-Sama'i dhati al-Buruj. Wal-Yawmi al-Maw'ud. Allah swears by it. What is it? Allah swears by Al-Yawmi al-Maw'ud. What is Al-Yawmi al-Maw'ud? The promised day. And what's the promised day? The day of judgment. Al-Yawm al-Ma'ud is the day of judgment. It is the day when that woman will come and will say, Rabbi, I want my help. When that baby who will come and say, Rabbi, they killed me. I'm a baby. What crime did I commit? I want my help. I want my help. Al-Yawm al-Ma'ud, the day of judgment. Allah swears by it. وَشَهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ. Cursed and killed are the people of Al-Ukhdud. Who are the people of Al-Ukhdud? In Najran, Al-Sham at the time, Najran, in Yemen, a man, a king, by the name of Dhunuwas, whose nation refused to denounce Tawheed, who refused to denounce La ilaha illallah. So they digged a pit, a trench, and they threw them into this pit, all of them, and they burned them. Just like what's happening in Gaza today. They burned them with bombs. They burned them with the weapons of mass destruction. They're burning them. So they dig this pit and they throw them into this pit, firing, fueling this fire. The fire pit fueled with these people. What crime have they done? Their crime, this is their crime. وَمَا لَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. crime? They have resented them for what? They have resented them for believing in Allah. This war that's happening out there, this genocide that's happening out there now, do you think it's really, really, really political? Or do you think it's all because of the faith? It is an Islamic battle. Wake up. Wake up. It is a faith-based battle. It's not a political-based battle. Nah, they have an agenda. It is all faith-based. And these people, what did they choose to say? They choose to say, La ilaha illallah, just like the people of Al-Ukhdud. What they have resented them for? أَيُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ They chose to believe in Allah, or because you chose to believe in Allah, let us kill you and burn you to death. That's exactly what happened to them. Do you think Allah does not know? Hasha. You think Allah does not know about this wrong that is happening? Hasha. Yeah. And look what Allah says in the ayah. At the end, Allah says, they've been killed, huh? People are wondering, our kids today, Baba, babies, where is Allah? Babies, women, where is Allah? Doesn't Allah know what's going on? He's a baby, he didn't do nothing, he didn't carry no weapon, he's a baby. Came with his head being cut off. What did he do? Allah is saying about these people of Al-Ukhdud who've been killed and burned. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who believe and work righteousness, they shall have jannat تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ jannat gardens in heaven, in it being it running, flowing rivers. And Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ indeed, that is the true success. What? Yes, they've been killed, Ya Rabbi. Innocently, they've been killed. And Allah is calling it a success. Yes, that is the true success. Because I said last time, and I will always say, these babies who have been killed innocently, wallahi, they have nothing to do in a world filled with hypocrites and filled with wrongdoers. They are in a better place. إِنْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. And Allah is saying, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. This is the true success. Don't despair. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And don't be sad. Don't have no remorse, no regret. And you shall have the upper hand. Us, you shall have the upper hand. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Truly, if you're believers, don't have no doubts. Brothers and sisters, Allah made a promise, and His promise is true. Insha'Allah ta'ala, the victory is coming very, very, very near, insha'Allah. But what should we do in the meantime, brothers? Watch, do nothing? I mentioned a few things, but let me tell you something amazing here, that a lot of us are wondering. What is it? Boycott. What is boycott? What does Islam say about boycotting? Boycotting Costco, boycotting Starbucks, boycotting Tim Hortons, boycotting Walmart, boycotting this, boycotting that. What does Islam say about this? Whatever I'm going to say now, it is my position. It is not the position of ICCM just to freedom. It is my own position, and I assume full responsibility about everything I'm about to say. I will say so after just an istiraha. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. It is high time for you and I to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, there is no nusrah. Unless all of us come back to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sure. Allah has made a promise, but that is for the believers. Alhamdulillah, this thing has brought us together. This thing has brought the masajid, mashallah, the Muslims in masses together. But I felt heartbroken. I truly felt heartbroken, and I'm not ashamed to mention when last week, when a friend, not friend, a brother came to me after Khutbah Jum'ah saying, Sheikh, some of my people, some of my friends are saying, what should we do with people? Like, what should we care for what's happening in Palestine? What should we care? We're not Palestinians. We're not Palestinians. We're here, we have our own problems. Why should we care about what's happening in Gaza? We have our own things to deal with. In Gaza, they're Palestinians. We are all Palestinians. We are all Ghazawiyans. All of us are Ghazawiyans. And the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam says, Al-Muslim lil-Muslim kal-bunyan yashudu ba'duhu ba'da. Do you think, brothers and sisters, that this matter that's happening now, this qadiyya, is qadiyya Palestinian only? Do you think that this matter is a Palestinian matter only? It is a Muslim matter. It is not Palestinian matter. It is a Muslim matter. Why Prophet Muhammad, he led the Salah in Al-Quds and all the prophets behind him to show you and I, Al-Quds, it is not for Palestinians. Al-Quds is for the Muslims. How can you say it is not Palestinians and this is we have nothing to do with them? We shouldn't care. The Prophet, when he says the Muslim, like the Muslim, they should hold one another, just like the posts, like the pillars in a building holding each other. Like this body, if one organ feels pain, we should feel that pain. So the least we should do is care and be making dua. Some time back, alhamdulillah, all the masajid in North America, we started doing qunut. This is the least. Qunut of the salah, making dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. I don't know if you are doing qunut in your salah. You could do it at any salah, even at home. You could do the least is when you wake up at night and cry before Allah in your sujood and pray, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. How many of us are doing that? Ya Rabbi, look, Ya Rabbi, we know what's going on and you know what's going on. Ya Rabbi, alleviate this pain, Ya Rabbi, and give us victory. You promised victory. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, have the victory. And cry before Allah. And the least is about this boycott. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. Quick, not with your heart, not your ears. You are with Rasulullah in Mecca. All of us are with Rasulullah in Mecca. And we see what's happening in Mecca now. At the time, the persecution, the oppression, the killing. They put the Muslims under siege in Sha'b al-Talib. So the Prophet Muhammad asked the Sahaba to leave. So they started leaving Mecca, going to Medina. The Prophet eventually migrated to Medina, and you are still in Mecca. Okay? You're still in Mecca. You're a businessman. When you go to Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, and you say, Abu Jahl, let's do some business together. Let's do some trade together, Abu Jahl. Would you do that? Any common sense? The same person, the same people who persecuted, oppressed, and kicked out your Prophet and the Muslims, would you do business with them? Number one. Number two. When we talk about this boycott, Ya Akhi, the least you should do, the least you should do, and I, is show some sort of solidarity. When I tell my son or my daughter, Beta Beti, as you say in your language, Ya Habib, we unfortunately have to cancel the Disney Plus subscription. And maybe your kid will not be happy. We will unfortunately have to cancel the subscription to Disney Plus or to Netflix. We won't be able to go to this restaurant no more, to this fast food no more. Why, Baba, why? Habibi, don't you see what's happening to these people? Look what they're doing. Look what they're doing to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. They're killing them. Look the blood of the babies. Shouldn't we at least show some sort of solidarity? Shouldn't we at least, I don't want to share. I don't want to invest. I don't want to spend my money and give my money, put my money in the hand of someone whose hand are filled with the blood of innocent babies. I don't want to support them. I don't want to support the baby killers. Yeah, of course. And this is not for just Muslims. Anybody, whether Gaza or not Gaza, any wrongdoer, we will stand with the mazlum. We will stand with the oppressed, regardless of what he or she is. And let me give you another evidence in 1 minute. There's this Sahabi by the name of Thumama. He came to Medina to kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They arrested him. He wasn't a Muslim. They arrested him. And they tied him in the Masjid, in Nabawi, for 3 days. And then they released him. When they released him, he wants to go back to Mecca, but he embraced Islam. He went to the Prophet Muhammad and declared Shahada. So he asked the Prophet Muhammad, Rasulullah, I'm going back to Mecca. I'd like to perform Umrah. So he goes back to Mecca. He is the chief of Qabila Banu Hanifa. Banu Hanifa is a very powerful Qabila in Mecca at the time. And they are the ones who supply Al-Qabh Al-Sha'ir. They used to supply barley and wheat to Mecca. So the Meccans, they heard about Thumama coming back to Mecca, and they know, or they heard, that he became a Muslim. They were so scared and terrified. He goes to perform Umrah, and then he tells them, Wallahi, we will stop the supply of wheat until the Prophet Muhammad gives us permission to. What do you call this? Isn't this boycott? We will not supply you with wheat and barley until the Prophet Muhammad tell him, go and stop the, no, selling them. No, he didn't say that. From his own, he says, we will not supply you with barley and wheat until Prophet Muhammad gives us the okay to do so. And what does that mean, by the way, to tell the Arabs no wheat? Just like when you tell the Arabs no bread, just like you tell people from India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh no rice. Almost the same thing. Can you survive? Maybe. But to tell the Arabi no bread, you're killing him. No wheat, no barley. Huh? This is a boycott. This is the least. I'm not saying just boycott everything. Try whatever you can, inshallah ta'ala, to support. You supporting the blood killers, the baby killers. I leave it up to you, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us to practice it. May Allah illuminate our hearts and eyes to see the truth and to stick with the truth. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayta wa afina fi man afayta wa tawallana fi man tawallayta. Allahumma ahdina wa dinina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. اللهم اهدنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه لان الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا ضالا الا هديته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا حاجه من حوائج الدين والاخره الا وقضيت ارحم الراحمين اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث وابينا اللهم انصر اخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر اخواننا في غزه اللهم يا ناصر انصرهم اللهم يا عزيز اعزهم اللهم يا قاهر اقهر عدوهم يا قهار اقهر عدوهم اللهم انصر يا رب انصر اخواننا في فلسطين اللهم ارحم موتاهم اللهم ارحم موتاهم اللهم يا رب اشف مرضاهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم اللهم حرر الاقصى اللهم حرر المسجد الاقصى اللهم حرره يا رب العالمين اللهم وفقنا للصلاة في المسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين برحمتك نستغيث واغثنا يا رب ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا اللهم ارفع هذا البلاء عن إخواننا في غزة اللهم يا رب ارفع بلاءك عن إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم يا رب العالمين يا رب كفانا هذا الظلم يا رب كفانا هذا الظلم يا رب يا رب العالمين من أجل أطفالنا من أجل أبنائنا من أجل أمهاتنا من أجل آبائنا يا رب انصرهم يا رب انصرهم يا رب انصرهم يا رب أعزهم يا جبار أجبر كسرهم يا جبار أجبر كسرهم يا جبار أجبر كسرهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله من الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة